up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
The question we have this week: what records are in this pile anyway, huh? We're going to find out. Time once again for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's all old-time music and it's all off phonograph records. None of that new fancy pants digital stuff around here, I'm telling you now. So with that, I got a big stack of records under my arm and I got two turntables standing by. Let's roll it, shall we? How about if we start out with the Polka Shamrocks? There's a group we don't hear from very often. Here's the Beautiful Girl Polka to get us rolling. And there you go, the Polka Shamrocks. And just like that, we're rolling with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Oh, I don't even know what's in the stack today. because I got this stack of records out like a week ago because I was trying to plan ahead, you know. And then, of course, you forget totally what's in there. So, hey, you're going to be just as surprised as I am, I think. Here's Dick Piller with his Polka Bration Band and the Popcorn Polka. All right, there you go. That's Dick Piller and his Polka Bration Band, which sounds a little fancier than the records that are just Dick Piller and his orchestra. Now, doesn't that sound fancier? That's the Popcorn Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got a big stack of records to work our way through during this hour of unbridled fun and excitement. Isn't it? Because you never know what I'm going to play. Like I might find an Uncle Ozzy record where he is joined by Cousin Fuzzy. And they might do something crazy like a Mambo Polka. I'm not kidding you. It's the name of the song. Here's Uncle Ozzy with Cousin Fuzzy. And this is the Mambo Polka. We'll be right back. There you go, Cousin Fuzzy along with Uncle Ozzy. Or is it Uncle Fuzzy and Cousin Ozzy? I'm not even sure anymore. But anyway, it is the Mambo Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck are you doing this week anyway, huh? I mean, we're three songs into this now. We should start getting a little familiar with each other, I think. Interesting week for me. I told you, I think last week, that I hit a deer with my car, my favorite car that I've had for 10 years and took care of meticulously for 10 years, and wham! Right into a deer, total. I'm okay. The airbag didn't even go off. But man, oh man, it pretty much wiped out the whole front end of that thing. So after much pain and thought and suffering and analyzing, because I had been thinking about buying something new next year anyway, it's like, what do I do? I don't want to buy something new yet because I got one other one I want to pay off, which is coming up in April, that last payment. I don't want to double up on payments. What do I do? Do I buy something used but nice? Do I buy something new ahead of schedule? Or do I just buy what, for lack of another phrase, we'll call a winter beater? You know, something older and cheap that I could, yeah. So that's what I did anyway. We bought a 2003 of the same model I had. And it's got some rust, and it's got some issues. It's got the worst tires I've ever seen. When they were brand new, the tires that are on it have the worst reviews I've ever read. The reviews basically said these probably won't disintegrate while you're driving. That is not an encouraging review for a set of tires. And it had some other little issues. But I figured out what all that's going to cost, plus the fact that I got it dirt cheap. It's at the shop right now. I'm supposed to have it back tomorrow late afternoon with all the little issues taken care of. So we'll find out. But it's a wild thing, man. So it's been kind of a busy week because I'm dealing with the insurance company and I'm talking to the mechanic and looking around at cars. But now that I bought one, I'm committed to it. So now I could kind of relax a little bit and kick back and wait to get it back from the shop and see how it works out. So how's your week been? I can report a nice sunshiny day today. It's only about 25 degrees. It's a little brisk out there, but we're looking at some 40s next week. So I can totally dig that anyway. That's the report from northern Minnesota. Let's get back to some music. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. This one, I'm not kidding, is titled Heart Pains and This and That. It's the name of the song. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips, Heart Pains and This and That.
Kuss, Schluss und such nach was, das kennt man schon.
Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there, and Heart Pains and This and That is the name of that one. Now, they had some creative titles, those fellas. Anyway, there you have it. I have Marv Herzog coming up here in just a second. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, though, and have a moment to invite you to visit, should the opportunity present itself, or at the very least, invite you to check out their website, find out more about them. You know, they can help you with all kinds of accordion things. Sometimes you find somebody, they've inherited an accordion, and they want to know what to do with it. Is it valuable? Maybe it's something you'd like to donate to the museum. Maybe it's something they wish they've had in their collection all these many years, and there it is sitting in your attic. Maybe you have a great old accordion and you wish it worked. Maybe it's got some issues. Not only can they teach you with their accordion repair and technician school, but they can point you to somebody who could take care of the job for you. A lot of information, a lot of amazing displays, over 1,400 accordions on display. It's all right there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Take a look online, worldofaccordions.org. You can find a pile of information there, a lot of photos and all kinds of groovy stuff. Look them up when you have a chance. Maybe when you're sitting there listening to the Oompa Hour, staring at your computer or your iPad or something. Type them in there, worldofaccordions.org, and have a look, all right? Ah, it says on this album this is recorded live. That's the best way to have them. I find very few records that have been recorded after the performers passed on. I like this one. It's a clarinet polka, which everybody knows, and that's acknowledged here on the notes on the record. It says, this song has been done by every band in every possible style, except Marv Herzog's band featuring the concertina. So here we go with the clarinet polka. Thank you. There you go, Marv Herzog there, the ever-popular and ever-familiar clarinet polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging with us once again. Hey, remind you, too, if you want to get in touch with us here at the show, maybe you have a request or a dedication or a question about a record or a band you heard on the show or whatever the case might be, there's a lot of ways to get in touch with us here. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy way to do it. You can call or text, actually. You can leave a voice message on a phone, if you can imagine that. Or send a text message to area code 218, then 259-2985. And either way, we'll get a voice message, we'll get a text message, and we reply, too, darn it, 218-259-2985. And you can always check us out on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is the secret code you need to find that on the interwebs. So there you have it. How about the Vandenberg Brothers? Well, how about them? Here they are doing Andy's Jolly Hop Polka. Andy's Jolly Hop Polka, the Vandenberg Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was looking to see where these cats are from. Grand Rapids, Michigan. According to this, this record's from 1971. So now you know. I always like to try to tell you that kind of interesting stuff here on the Oompa Hour. Most of the time I forget, but that's the way it goes. Here's the Bob Brenny Band now. This is the Just Because Polka. Thank you. An enthusiastic round there. That's the Bob Brandy Band. And just because I'm playing these records, that's why you're dancing. Because I see you in my mind. I do. With my clairvoyance. Wouldn't that be a great name if your last name was Voyance? And that seems like it could be a name, doesn't it? Doesn't it say you could be, your last name could be Voyance? Would you not have a daughter and name her Claire? I mean, would you not? That would be so fabulous. Somebody write that down. Maybe you'll have grandkids and they're looking for a name. If your last name is Voyance, I'm sure you've already thought of this. Anyway, that's the Bob Brandy Band. You're listed to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show right here in your favorite radio station or download or webcast or stream or however you might happen to be listening with all the technical options we have available to us today. Let's do a waltz. We always try to have a waltz in every show. And once in a great while, I do forget. And I happen to have Lenny Gamolka in the Chicago Push to do a waltz for us, which to me almost seems like a waste of a slot for a record on the show. Not because it won't be great, but because Lenny Gamolka does so good on all the snappy records that I hate to use up one of his a slot where I have a Lenny Gamolka record out and I'm going for the waltz, you know. But dancers, if you're ready, waltzers, if you're standing by, here's the Roses for You waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Kochania, dla ciebie dziś wysłał. Znaczą, że kocham cię szczerze, na zawsze będę kochał. Róże miłości, kochania, daję ci serce moje. Będę cię kochał na wieki. Pięknie różeczki wiśle. Roses I'm sending to you.
Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push, and you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. In case you've been counting, this is show number 345. I've been counting, actually, because sometimes somebody, we'll get an email from somebody, they go, hey, you know, you played my dad or my grandpa's band, and we don't have any of his records anymore, but I heard it, and where could we hear that show? And I can look it up in my trusty computer here and tell you what show we may have played a given song on. I'd say, hey, that was in show number blah, blah, blah. And I could point you to a spot on the internet where you can download and listen to a rerun of that show. Just one of the many services we accidentally provide here at the Yumpa Hour. Because if you can, why wouldn't you, you know? Here's John Check and his big Michigan Dutchman band. And just by having that on the record, it implies that there might be a small and or a medium Michigan Dutchman band. I don't know. This is the big, bigger band. Anyway, here's John Check and the guys. This is Johnson's Polka. John Check and his big Michigan Dutchman band. They are on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us today. Not one of my favorites. This record doesn't come around very often because I put it over there on that other shelf. And so sometimes it doesn't get pulled out very often. I got Wally Pickle up next. And you got to love Wally. And I'm sure most of you know this. But he can play more than one trumpet at the same time. Sometimes two trumpets. Sometimes three trumpets. You know, I spent a lot of years playing trumpet. I started when I was like fourth grade, and I played right up through high school and into college, and then just occasionally, like at rummage sales. And there's a story. And I wouldn't even try to play two at once. That's insanity. But Wally could do it. Not only that, he could do it while he was bouncing on a pogo stick. And I'll tell you, it's something else. I can't pogo stick. I have one. You get about three bounces and fall over. It's ridiculous. So this guy is multi-talented. And I will tell you my trumpet playing at a garage sale story after we listen to Wally Pickle. I believe on this one he's playing two trumpets at once. Is it two or three? Wait a minute. It's written down here. It's two, I think. Here is the Jingle Jangle Polka. Thank you. Yeah, Wally Pickle there. That's a jingle jangle polka. He's playing two trumpets at once because then you don't have to hire as many guys in the band, right? I don't know. Anyway, look him up on YouTube if you get a chance. You can actually see him doing it. There's a few clips from back in the good old days of Wally Pickle playing more than one trumpet at the same time. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Here's the In the Tavern polka with Duke Marsick's quintet. Holy moly, sometimes these records get done faster than I'm ready for them. Huh? There's a Dick Marsick's quintet there. That's the In the Tavern polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Sometimes I get so involved trying to pick out the next record. I'm not ready by the time that one ends, and I just barely got this one ready up here. Let's do Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatone, shall we? Here's Rosie's My Baby.
My baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. Rosie's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. Lalecka, ma ciemne łaczka, usta czerwone ma. Ruzia lalecka, ma ciemne łaczka, usta czerwone ma. Ruzia kochana jest dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona. Ruzia kochana, tyś dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona.
Eddie Blazancic's Versatones. You're driving me crazy. For some of us, it's a very short drive. No, that's actually what's coming up. That was Rosie's My Baby. I get so confused because I have Les Palmer's band coming up here doing a medley, actually, of You're Driving Me Crazy, Think and You Do Something to Me, which are more like pop standards, but done in an old-time style, shaking things up a little bit here on the Oompa Hour. So let's just roll it. Have a little medley there from Les Palmer's band that You're Driving Me Crazy, Think and You Do Something to Me here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old time oldies show. Ample Airs are up next. The Moonlight and You Polka.
Thank you.
Love Moonlight and You, Polka, Ample Airs, and Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming up here, it's the Fiddling Around Polka. Oh, there's no J in around as I'm writing this down here. Jeez, I'm telling you. Ed Gukas, Polish Canadians, coming up here in just a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you I was going to do this, and I actually remembered 60 seconds later. Ed Gukas, Polish Canadians, here's the Fiddling Around Polka. All right, there you have it there. That's Ed Gukas, Polish Canadians. That is the Fiddling Around Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and pretty much what I say when the wife, what are you doing down there in the basement? I'm just fiddling around. You know how it is. All right, we have time to sneak one more in on the show this week. How about the Polka Fans Polka? I think that would describe everybody here. Here's Joe Kirpek and the Sound of Polkas.
Describes a polka fan. They're all over this land, dancing to polka band.
They're tall, short, stout, and thin, and all ages too. And when they hear that polka beat, their joys all start anew. Polka fans are here to stay, there's more of them each day. Come on, join in the fun and play, and happiness will come your way. To New York, they're all the same at heart. Once they get together, how they always hate to part. No matter where you can compare the good times to be had. I had a polka dance or wedding with some polka fans. Polka fans are here to stay, there's more of them each day. Come on, join in the fun and play, and happiness will come your way.
There you go, Joe Kirpek there, and the sound of polkas and the polka fans. Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we bring another hour of great old-time polkas to a close. But I won't get too worried about it, because I'm already starting to figure out which records I'm going to play next week. So meet me here next week, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.